Jesus, you're all I need. Wow.
Hallelujah. Is that anybody's testimony today? Amen. That he's all you need? Amen. That he's your healer? Amen. That he's your portion? Amen. That he's your God? Amen. That he's your provider? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He's all of that and so much more. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. God, you're all that I need. Oh, God, in the midst of, you calm the seas in my life. In my life, God. When the storm is raging, you speak to the winds and the waves and tell them to be still. Oh, God, we thank you today. We glorify you. We magnify your name. Thank you for healing our bodies, God. Thank you for giving us a clear mind. Thank you for encouraging our hearts. Thank you for the joy bells ringing down in our souls. So, Father, we love you today. We praise you. We bless you. We magnify your name. God, illuminate your word to our hearts and our minds on today. And we'll give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Saints, please be seated. Wow. What a... Thank God for the praise and worship team. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the words of the song. You're more than enough for me. Wow. You know, it's a blessing to know that. I was in my old truck. Old song from the past came on. Said, I'm better than blessed. I'm like, oh, man. And I used to say back in the day, how can somebody be better than blessed? Oh, but when you're blessed and you know it, you're better than blessed. So many people today that are blessed and don't even know it. But look at who we are today in Christ. We're blessed, we know it, and we give God the glory, we give God the praise. None of my own doing, but it's by his grace and by his mercy that we're able to stand up here today and give God glory. That's why the subject of the message today is something about the name Jesus. How many know it's something about the name Jesus? Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. The Son of the living God is something about that name. We're going to look at Acts chapter 4, verse 1 through 14. I had it wrong. I think in my typing, I got Luke. But guess what? Luke wrote Acts. And Acts is a segue right away from the latter part of Luke. Luke, the only Gentile writer, the one who had eyewitness, who's eyewitness of the things that was happening and was able to pin those things. But see, when we get into the book of Acts, it's really, it's referred to as the Acts of the Apostles, but I refer to it as the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And I thank God that Jesus told the disciples, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you another comforter. And he will lead you and guide you into all truth and righteousness. He told him, don't worry, but don't fear. See, I'll be back to get you. But in the meantime, I want you to occupy till I come. Amen, amen. So it was a lot happening during this time. We know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came and lived a perfect life in our place that we couldn't live. Died on old rugged cross and rose on the third day morning just like he said he would, with all power in his hand. And he commissioned his disciples. He commissioned them to go out and make disciples of all men, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to give you power from on high. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus rose just like he said he would. And he was seen for 40-some-odd days after the resurrection, reinforcing in the hearts and the minds of those who knew him in the previous dispensation, where they were able to sit with him, talk with him. And he let them know, but I'm going away. Found ourselves in the book of Acts, in the Acts chapter 1, where we see Jesus was caught up into the heavens. And the people were gazing and they were in awe. And then there was two angels dressed in white robes. Say, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into the heavens? What did they say? This same Jesus This same Jesus that was taken up for you, he's coming back again in like manner. How many of us today are saying, even so, come Lord Jesus? Amen. Anybody waiting on the Lord's return? Praise the Lord. Amen. Now look, I got enough sense that we're not talking about, Lord, I'm not saying come and get me right now, but I have hope, God. See, but if he do break the clouds now, I know that I'm going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Do you know this is a no-soul salvation? You need to know that you know that you know that you know beyond peradventure of a doubt that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I'm glad I don't have to try to work it out to get in right standing with God. Jesus did the heavy lifting. Praise God. And I'm free today. See? And so as we march toward Acts chapter 4, chapter 3 and 4, on Acts chapter 2, the Holy Ghost fell. The church was born. The people were endowed with power from on high.
Glory, glory, glory.
They began to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to do the things that Jesus called for them to do. Remember, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that is baptized shall be saved, and he that believe not shall be damned. But he said, but these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. It's something about that name. In my name they will cast out devils. In my name they will speak with new tongues. In my name they will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. In my name. Thank you, God. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be saints of the Most High God. To where in times of trouble we can invoke the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so in Acts chapter 3, the disciples were about their father's business. You remember when Peter and John, they came to the pool one day. And there was a man that had been crippled from birth. See that actually what happened was when the man was healed, well, he had a need. He knew that the men of God was in the house, and the question was asked. He said to the disciples, "Give me some money." You know, most folks think money will fix everything. If you get to a certain point, all you know is just, I need a little more money. I need a little money to eat today. I need a little money to get me somewhere to sleep tonight. But as a man sit there and was asking and begging people for money, Peter and John say, look on us. Look on us. Now, get this. They weren't saying, look on us because we're going to do something. We're going to do something for you in our own power. And he said, look on us. And he said, they said, we want to let you know that we broke. Like that little YouTube clip, Jay broke. See, he said, silver and gold, we don't have. Have we none? But he said, but such as we have, we're going to give it to you. We see that you're in a situation that nobody around here can help you. There's no doctor that can help you. There's no astrologer that can help you. But since we're broke, but in the name of Jesus, take up your bed and walk. And the Bible says immediately his feet and ankle bones gained strength. And guess where he went? He went straight to church. Praise the Lord. And that kind of segues into chapter 4. I love the word of God. The word of God is left for us to be able to understand the power, the love, the grace, the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for his word. And so in Acts chapter 4, verse 1, now, you know, have anybody ever noticed this? That when God get busy, somebody get mad. You ever notice that? And you know, somebody say, oh, that devil ain't no good. Well, we know that. Everybody know that. See, and that's why we don't talk to him. We have no fellowship with him. We don't magnify him. We give glory to God because he's more than enough for us. He said, now in verse 1, say, now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them. They was upset. Now here's somebody been crippled from their mother's womb maybe 40 years, and somebody's mad that the man is leaping and walking and praising God. Now mind you, we have to continue to think about the time, the seasons here. Jesus, who exposed the hypocrisies of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Jesus, who confronted the authorities of that day, and he really did it in love, wanted them to get it. Wanted them to understand that I'm who the scriptures have talked about. But as Brother Chucky said, a lot of times, their response was, we're going to kill you. See, and we know, as we said, Jesus was crucified. But also remember this. Jesus said, no man take my life. You can't kill me. He said, nobody take my life, but I lay it down. And not only do I lay it down, but I have the power to take it up again. You know, now that's confident to me, because I know one of these mornings, whew, hey, and it won't be long. You're going to look for me and I'll be gone. But I'm going to a place where I have nothing to do but walk around heaven all day. I might break out running for the first millennium. Won't get tired. That's when the song of really kick in. Been running for Jesus a long time. Haven't got tired yet. Whew. Yes. So look at the group that's upset. Being greatly disturbed that Peter and John taught the people and preached who? Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. Preached in Jesus, the resurrection. Now, how powerful is that? Now, these folks then already crucified the Lord. And now the tomb is empty. The guards is lying. And the word, the way, is still going forward. Verse 3 said, and they laid hands on them. Listen, don't think that folks going to like you because who your father is. We living in some times where it is not popular to be a child of God. But I'm going to be a child of God. I'm going to stand for right in the midst of it all. Thank you, Lord. He said he did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. We're going to see how Peter and John and the disciples were walking in that. It's good to know who you are. It's good to know whose you are, who you belong to. And so they laid hands on them, put the men of God in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. Listen to this. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. You get this? So in the midst of persecution, in the midst of the threats, they still preaching. They still praying. They're still standing for God. They're still believing that he's all that I need. And so verse 5 says, and it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, listen to these folks that's there, and then remember where you first heard about them, as well as Annas and the high priest and Caiaphas. Remember the mock trials? Remember the ones who was out to get Jesus? Now, Jesus has been crucified, rose, ascended up, and they still tripping, for lack of better theological terms. You know, John and Alexander and many as were of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. I sure hate to be in a gathering where there's no Jesus. What kind of gathering is this? It's been times. Have you ever been in a place or a surrounding or where you had to just kind of tip out? Because after a while, you saw wasn't no Jesus there. You know, I'm not better than nobody, but excuse me, time to move on. And so when, so get this. So it says, verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, set James and John in the midst of these heathens, in the midst of these so-called religious leaders, who the people at large looked up to. They sent them, when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power? Get that word right there. By what kind of dynamite? You know, by what power or by what name have you done this? Done what? Tell this man, we broke. But in the name of Jesus, take up your bed and walk. By what power and by what name have you done this? Listen to verse 8. I love this. Then Peter filled with what? Woo! When Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost and said to them, what did he say? Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well? See, I don't hear no fear here. See, he said, verse 10, let it be known to you all. Now, this is a different Peter than the ones that said, I don't know him. I don't know him. I'm telling you, I don't know him. But see, something has happened now. Because Jesus said, go to Jerusalem and tarry there till you be endued with power from on high. He said, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, God. Can you imagine what some of them is saying? But he dead. No, he ain't. God's not dead. He's yet alive. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him all over. He ain't dead. Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified. Now, you know some folks don't like the truth now. They don't like to be fingered out. You want to fight on your head, you tell a thief he's a thief. What? That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, because y'all thought it was all over, but it was just the beginning. By him, this man stands before you whole. This man who was lame from his mother's womb, who laid by the pool called Beautiful every day begging, this man been made whole by the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verse 7 says, This is the stone which was rejected by you builders. Which has become the chief cornerstone. Jesus, that rock that will never give way. Jesus, my leaning post. He said in verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name. Hey, there is no other name. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. He didn't say that y'all must be saved. He said that we must be saved. So he's letting it be known, I have acknowledged that he saved me. Hallelujah. Hey, he's transformed me. He's forgiven me. He's strengthened me. Yes. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. He's written my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm going to tell it till I can't tell it no more that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God. Verse 13, listen to this. This was, I even got a red line around this verse. It's something about the name Jesus. Oh God. Now, when they saw they, the Pharisees, the hypocrites, the high priests, and all of that bunch, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Hey, listen, not arrogance. Not condescending. But when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, who by right should have been scared in the natural, by right knowing the situation that they're in, but when the enemy saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that, number one, they were uneducated. But they're talking to the educated. They're talking to the doctors and the lawyers of the law. And the doctors and the lawyers of the law say, we perceive, we have some perception here that these bold men here are uneducated. Somebody said, you don't need ain't nothing wrong with theology, but also you need some neology. You need some believology. He said they were uneducated. I perceive that. And I perceive that they were untrained men. They haven't sat at the feet of Gamaliel. They haven't been to seminary school. But I perceive that they're uneducated and untrained men, so much so they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. Have anybody recognized that you've been with Jesus? Without you opening up your mouth, without you saying that you're a Christian, have anybody recognized that y'all and we, uses, have been with Jesus? Oh, my God, who can turn dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows but God? Who can take an alcoholic or a prostitute or a dope head off the street and send them in the house of God, fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit, and send them out on their way rejoicing to tell the world that Jesus is Lord? Wow. They realized that they had been with Jesus. Well, wait a minute. Since y'all have so much perception here, Jesus been crucified, placed in a borrowed tomb, but you perceive that these fellas have been with Jesus. So they haven't lost a step. They stood up and picked up where Jesus laid down. And they're proclaiming, because remember, 5,000 folks came to Christ. That put these folks in a quandary. We don't know what to do with these folks. And verse 14, I wish I had time to do the whole chapter, but I'm going to stop here at 14. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. So they say, okay, no, it really didn't happen. No, he's walking. But no, he was healed by the doctor. No, doctor couldn't do it. You know, they could say nothing against it. They even had the nerve to threaten Peter and John and say, we command you. Don't speak nothing else in that name. Y'all can walk around here and talk about football and basketball and the stock market, but don't talk about Jesus. They say, now, is it better for us to obey God or man? We gonna tell it and tell it till we can't tell it no more. And so it's something about the name Jesus. But if we look at some of the scriptures, for instance, Isaiah 9, verse 6, common known scripture. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Prophecy fulfilled in Jesus. And his name will be called Wonderful. Now, nobody in Jesus' day who was sick or afflicted or demon-possessed or had an issue They didn't go and say, can y'all go find wonderful? See, these attributes is who he is. But his name is Jesus. Remember that name that's above every name. That his name shall be called Wonderful. How many know he's wonderful? Counselor, if anybody ever needed counseling. But what do when we need counseling? We call on Jesus. Thank you, God. He'll be called Mighty God. How many know he's God incarnate in the flesh? Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord. All we mentioned, it was mentioned yesterday in the men's fellowship. All through the epistles, you say, you see grace and peace be unto you. And grace always precedes peace. Because without the grace of God, there is no peace. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 7:14, and it's reiterated when the prophecy is fulfilled in Matthew 1:22-23. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. But in his day, in walking the dusty shores of Galilee, they did not call him Emmanuel, because the scripture said, told Mary, you shall name him Jesus, and he'll save his people from their sin. He is Emmanuel. But Jesus in that manger was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7. Y'all want a prophecy? Want the fulfillment? There he is, Emmanuel, God with us. And he grew in stature with men and with God. And he began to work wonders and miracles, and healing the sick and giving sight to the blind. Thank you, Lord. Luke 1:31. And behold, you shall conceive, Mary, in your womb bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. On his birth certificate, on the stone tablet, Jesus is his name. The son of Mary and Joseph. He shall be called Jesus. So much so that we find in scripture that even demons believe and tremble at the name of Jesus. We find through scripture where blind men, or even a blind man, a blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, cried out one day when he heard Jesus was passing by. He said, Jesus. He didn't say wonderful. He didn't say counselor. He didn't say mighty. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have anybody ever called out for mercy? Hey, when things were down, when things were hard, when sickness was racking your body, and you said, Jesus, hey, glory to God. It's something about the name Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The man who was born blind. And here these same folks was, tell us, man, who healed you? Who gave you your sight back? Who did it? The man said, look, I don't know. All I know is he touched my eyes and now I can see. They went and asked the parents, okay, what about this boy? They said, look, he's of age. He can talk for himself. Finally got to the board and said, look, all I know, his name is Jesus. All I know is I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. His name is Jesus. The scriptures say, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's something about the name Jesus. Saints, when the thing go to going tough, call on Jesus. When things don't look like it's going to work out, call on Jesus. And it's not a magic mantra. It's a connection with the God of the universe. is saying, God, I'm putting my hope and my trust in you, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait until you say enough done in the name of Jesus. Isn't it something that we leave every prayer with? In the name of Jesus. In the midst of our prayers, we may be praying for 30 minutes. Oh, God, touch my sister in the name of Jesus. Touch my brother in the name of Jesus. God, my kids ain't acting right in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's something about that name. My God, hallelujah. Something about the name Jesus. We're going to keep calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, see, Jesus, there's healing. In Jesus' name, there's deliverance. In Jesus' name, there's peace. In Jesus' name, there's salvation. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing too hard. In the midst of our country, there's on life support. Jesus, send your word. Jesus, touch those who are making decisions. Jesus, protect us from the enemies abroad. Jesus. Something about that name, Jesus. I've lost a loved one. My heart is broken. My spirit is crushed. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I've been serving you a long time, God. And don't seem like this prayer request gonna ever be answered. But Jesus, I'm waiting on you. I'm trusting you. I'm standing on your word. Jesus, you're all that I need. Jesus, you are my portion. Jesus, you calm the storm. Jesus, thank you for saving me. Jesus, thank you for delivering me, God. Jesus, my hope is in you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, saints, that's my thought for today. Amen. Something about the name Jesus. Have anybody here ever had to call on Jesus in a hurry? Have anybody in here ever called on him? You didn't even know you called on him, but that's what's in you. Anybody almost got run over on the freeway? Jesus! About to fall off the cliff at the Grand Canyon? Jesus! About to revert to your old way? Jesus! It's something about that name, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Is there anyone today? I thank God for being a pastor in the house of the Lord that connected with the saints. Thank God for the believers that are sitting in this house today. But there may be some that's looking at this service or others by virtue of social media. The name Jesus, the person of Jesus, the Son of the living God, Jesus, can change and turn your life around. If you're sitting on your bed or at your table or got this showing on one, on your tablet and the Chiefs is playing on the TV, Jesus can turn your life around. We're speaking from what we know, what we've experienced. Not by some mental aptitude, but no.
The name of Jesus.
Faith in the God of the universe.
Turn to love.
If you want to make Jesus yours, all you have to do is invite him in.
I've heard a mother softly breathing.
All you got to do is just talk to him like you're talking to your best friend, because he's a friend that will stick closer than a brother. And you can let Jesus know that you want to live for him, that you want to be forgiven of your sins, that you want a new lease on life, that you want the old chains to break, that you want to walk in freedom. He's just a prayer away. So pray a prayer from your heart today, and you'll see a change in your life like I did 44 plus years ago when I was wounded, wretched, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he's made me glad. Is there anyone in the house today that needs special prayer or have a prayer request? While we're standing, why don't we just pray for and with one another? Let us stand, saints. Praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request, just slip up your hand, because guess what? God already knows what it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do we believe God today?
Yes, yes.
Do we know that it's something about that name, Jesus? God, I can't see around the corner. I just see the corner ahead of me and it don't look good. But Jesus, you see around the corner. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for this time of fellowship on today. Thank you for your word that you've left on record for us. Thank you for this time of praise and worship. Thank you for this time for the reading of your word. Thank you for the prayers that have gone forth in the house today. Thank you for every family that's represented in the house today, in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your word. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for being our healer. And so, Father, we pray for those that are in need of healing. We thank you for those you have healed and will continue to heal. We pray for those who have those special needs, those hands that are raised, God, your children, your people you already know. And so, Father, as we lift these prayer requests up before you, I pray that you would give the saints peace, comfort in the midst of the trial. Give them to know that you're sovereign, that you're in control, and you're working it out. So, Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Bless us as we leave the house of the Lord today. Safe travel to our homes. The prayer list that we have in our hearts and in our homes, God, we pray over them now. We pray for the incarcerated, God. We pray that you would bless Pastor and Sister Jones as they fly back home tonight. We pray, dear God, that you would bless Sandy and I as we fly out to Maryland next Sunday morning early. You give us safe travel there to minister to our grandchildren and to our daughter, God, and our ex-son-in-law. God, we just thank you for all things, and you do all things well. Bless the offering, Lord, the tithes and offering that come into the house of the Lord. Bless all the givers, 30, 60, 100 fold, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. All the saints of God together, let us say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.